Mission.
Well, the cat showed up. It's 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Bathtub Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this bathtub, and here's my cat Pippa sitting right here being a good kitty. Oh, as I sit in the bathtub, I can feel some relief on my back already. All right, so here we are, and I guess it's time for me to say Happy New Year, because today is the first day of the 2018 calendar year. And this is some good New Year's tea. Oh, it's delicious and delightful. Oh, yeah. So, anyway. Oh, yeah. This is another one of those kind of dead days for me. What am I going to do all day? Nobody knows. My cat must have just woke up because she's yawning. Oh, you want to get on the edge? Here you go. Come on. The cat wants to sit on the edge of the bathtub. But there's some cables in the way. So we have to get those out of the way, huh? Yeah. Well, look at you. You're giving me sideways face. Hello, sideways face, kitty. Who's a good baby? Ugh, I haven't been up all that long. Maybe an hour. I had a strange dream last night. Or more accurately, this morning. I don't really remember much of it now. All I can remember is that I had a weird dream. Although it was winter and I was outside with a coat on. I don't know. There was some other people involved. But I'm slowly forgetting it. Ugh. So yeah, that was weird. But now I'm thinking I gotta remember to get the date right on anything that I do today. I don't imagine I'll be writing any checks or signing any documents that have to have an accurate date. But I do have some computer stuff. And I gotta remember that the year is now 18, not 17. Isn't that interesting? Yes, it is. So, another year. Interesting. What are we going to do this year? Who knows? Probably light some more fireworks, like I did last night. Yeah, I lit a couple strings of firecrackers at midnight, and I launched some rockets. Some Croisset rockets. And that was fun. I was lighting up the night. And since we got some snow, everything was white, and so we got some good fireworks reflections, too. So that was fun. Yeah. But I gotta think about turning off this bathtub. It's starting to get full. So, using my very dexterous big toe on my left foot, there, I have managed to turn off the water. There we go. Oh. All right, so today, what am I going to do today? Gubble, gubble, gubble. What just happened there? Was that some kind of technical glitch? What was that? Who knows? Anyway, what am I going to do today? I'll tell you, here's something I shouldn't do, but I might do anyway. Is the grocery store open? I'm sure one of them is. I don't know about the other one. But I'm thinking about buying cookies. I don't know why. I've got that cookie craving, and I do know why. It's because, you know, for the last few days, I've had some relatives in town. And my mom broke out all the Christmas cookies. So there was a lot of cookies sitting around in my parents' house over the last week, and every once in a while I would have to eat one. There were gingerbread cookies and sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies and something else, some weird cookie with smashed cherries on the top of it, and those were pretty good. And all kinds of other stuff. But I was eating those cookies, and now I've got that weird cookie craving. I had it last night, and I'm having it again now. And now I want Christmas cookies. But I don't really bake, so it's not like I'm going to be baking cookies just for myself or anything. So I know one of the stores makes Christmas cookies, the big store, and I wonder if they're open today. I kind of think they might be. I don't know why I think that. Why am I thinking that? Do I remember seeing a sign? I'm trying to picture the doors of the grocery store where they post their little signs and da 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 da. And now I really can't remember. Maybe I'll go outside and find out. Maybe I'll have to drive to the store just to buy some cookies. Oh no. I really shouldn't. But I am kind of hungry for cookies. But you know what I really want are gingerbread cookies. I had some gingerbread cookies that were really good. Although they could have been a little bit more gingery, but they were still pretty good. And I do get gingerbread cravings at other times of the year, too. Huh, what do I want to do? I don't know if I want to go outside. It's cold. It is cold out there today, I can tell. Just because when I woke up, I was cold. I was laying under my blankets and I was cold. And I don't feel that unless it gets below about 15 degrees at night. So that's the current temperature. Probably around, it's less than 20 degrees Fahrenheit. It's probably around 18 right now. Oh, and it's a little bit windy. Not too windy. But I can hear wind gusts every once in a while, so. Do I want to go out today in this very chilly and cold day? Not really. But what am I going to do today? I'll have to check to see if there's any movies on tonight. And you know what else I'm thinking? Is there a cricket game on tonight? It's a Monday. I'll have to check the TV schedule. There's an off chance that there might be some cricket on tonight. But anyway, it's so cold that this tub is already cooling down, so we need to put some more hot water in the bathtub. If I can get my toes to cooperate, put the water in the tub. Here we go. Let's heat this bad boy back up. Uh-oh. There's no football on today. Or is there? Again, I need to check the TV schedule. Oh, what am I gonna do? I do not know. Maybe there's probably a lot of American football on today. All of your basic bowl games and all that noise that I don't particularly feel like watching. But it might be the only thing that's on, which would be a crime. So I don't know. Ah. Oh, the bathtub is getting nice and warm. Oh, it's so relaxing. Last night, I don't remember what happened. Did I sneeze? No, I coughed. I was drinking some tea and I aspirated some of it and I started coughing. And when I coughed, I started to pull muscles in my back. And this was like a half an hour before I wanted to try to go back to go to bed. And so I thought, okay, this is dangerous. So I took some ibuprofen to hopefully make my muscles relax a bit. Then I went to sleep, and I was afraid that I was going to wake up with a messed up back this morning. And I woke up, and it wasn't messed up, but it was still tight. It was still wanting to twinge. There was some tension in there, so I got to take all back precautions today because of the extra cold weather. I was finally starting to feel like I had adjusted to it, and then it got extra cold. And so now I'm wondering, am I going to be good? Is my back good? I think we just need to watch it. Maybe I need to do some more exercises. I don't know what exercises I need to do. I need to do some sit-ups or something. Get my back loosened up. I don't know. But this bathtub sure is helping. Oh. So much relief for my back. And so much relief for my right calf, which was cramping up a little bit. Why do I get such weird muscle cramps? I don't know. My old theory was that I got muscle cramps all the time because I'm dehydrated all the time. I don't stay hydrated. And although I think that's part of it, I do tend to stay pretty hydrated. I mean, I drink a lot of tea. A lot. And so I'm wondering if I have a potassium deficiency or something like that. And I really should start eating bananas. But the thing of it is I kind of don't like bananas. I need to eat more like fruit smoothies with bananas in it and get my daily potassium intake up. I do have a blender. But I don't know if I want to drink ice cold smoothies on a day like today, when it's only however many degrees, 18 degrees. I don't know. But maybe it's time to go to break. Yeah, let's listen to some music. And I actually have a piece of music that I want to listen to right now. This is a song that I really enjoy called Out of Place.
Dagger, 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 d din na na din na da din na na din. Grda da grda da 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 da.
Sari to mo pete ni suti na tamaga. Sari to mo pete ni suti na tamaga. Dina pa ma gare sa mi da pa. Dina pa ma re gare ka pa ma dina sa. Dina pa ma gare gare ka ma ka ma dina pa ma dina pa ma dina pa ma pa ma gare gare.
Aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, The Deadly Years, Roch Courtois would have saved that!
Whoa, alright. Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still your host, my name is Tobe. I'm also the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here on my futon right next to the Sergeant of Arms, a very fluffy kitty named Pippa. Hi, baby, who's a good baby? Yes, you're a good baby, kitty. That's a good baby. Oh. So, what are we doing? I just heated up my tea, so it's probably a little bit too hot to drink right now. But I should tell you that today's musical interlude was Out of Place by Sister India. I do enjoy that song a great deal. It's one of my top million favorites. Oh, screw it. Let's test the tea. Let's see if it's too hot or if it's good. Oh, it's very steamy. My glasses are getting steamed up. Oh, this is going to be risky. Is it going to be too hot? Oh, assuredly. Ow. Yes. The tea is too hot. Ah, ha, ha. All right, so let's check to see what's on TV. My TV is on TCM. This movie, I recognize it immediately because it was on a few days ago. This is Fitzwillie with Dick Van Dyke. And then what's coming up next? Let's check the schedule. Bundle of Joy. Eh, Shop Around the Corner. Oh, that's a good movie, but I watched it 3 nights ago. And then apparently it's going to be Alfred Hitchcock night. We got Rear Window, North by Northwest, Dial M for Murder, The Birds, Vertigo, and then... By that time, it's 6 a.m., and I'm not going to be up that late. So, what's on sports channels? Do I got any sports today? I don't. Lots of other people have plenty of sports to watch today. Lots of football on today. Football, football, football. But not the kind of football for me. It's just football, not football. And we got on the movie channel, Rugrats in Paris. Really? And then some horrible... we're not even going to talk about it. And then Martin Short as a penguin, then Worms, then Howard Lovecraft and the Frozen Kingdom, Monster House, Snow Queen, One Direction, This Is Us. Oh, I think I'll pass. We got nothing. And what do we got on 87? Oh, we got some movies and a whole bunch of Simpsons on the Simpsons channel until 11 o'clock. And then we've got Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So maybe I'll watch a little bit of that tonight. I don't know. I'm feeling indifferent today.
So there's a lot of Three Stooges on today, too. That's kind of odd. But, you know, whatever. Whatever needs to happen, I don't care. And up here on the Very High Sports Channel, we got snowboarding, and then more snowboarding, and then, geez, 2 hours of snowboarding, then 4 hours of snowboarding, then another 2 hours of snowboarding. Wow, snowboarding until 5 a.m. So it's an all-snowboarding day. And a lot of dirty dancing down there on IFC. I saw that. Baby is one listless summer away from the Peace Corps. Somebody kill me. Somebody hit me in the head with a hammer. I will give you a dollar if you kill me. La 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 la. I'm going out of my mind here on New Year's Day. Oh, yeah. Oh, well. So, yeah. More football. Football. Here's some football and football. And here's some football for your football. But no football. But strangely enough, isn't there a game tomorrow? Won't we be watching some football tomorrow? I think so, but I don't remember. Oh, who cares? It's not that important. We'll have to just improvise. Make stuff up as we go along, just like we always do, because... Let's face it, I'm Tobe, and that's what needs to happen. When you're Tobe, you just gotta make stuff up. Make it up as you go along. Oh, this is good tea. Ow, but it's hot. Burning my throat as I drink it. Yeah. And so he keeps drinking more. Ow, and it hurts even more. Ow. Am I punishing myself with this tea? I don't know. What's my cat doing? Who's my baby? Still just sitting here. She's not watching Fitzwillie anymore. We've changed the channel. And now we're watching Teen Titans. Because it's the only thing on in the afternoon. I swear they must run 6 hours of this a day. And I'm embarrassed to say that even though I'm not a DC Comics guy, and even though I'm not a Teen Titans guy, even though I'm not even a superhero guy, for some reason, I am familiar with Teen Titans. I don't want to say that I watch this a lot, this new chibi version, Teen Titans Go. But I end up catching a lot of this. Sometimes it humors me. Sometimes I find it pedantic. But, you know, it's full of variation. So, here we are, sitting around, doing nothing, on New Year's Day. Oh, what am I gonna do? I guess I could play some games. Or a game, singular. What do I feel like playing? Oh, I've got all those games set up in the war room. I could actually go up there and start moving some dudes around, start rolling some dice. Kind of don't feel like it, though. Well, the other day I was thinking about playing Barbarian Prince, this little solo tabletop game. I haven't played that in a while. But, I don't know, do I really want to set that up and go through all that business? Besides, I don't know where the optional rules that I used to like to play with are. It doesn't really matter. Ooh, hot tea, hot. It's so hot. Oy. All right. So, I guess I could get out a deck of cards. Or I could get out some dice. I got lots of dice sitting around here. How many dice do I have within reach? Just within reach. I have well over 100 dice, because there's almost 50 in that tube, and there's 5 right there. There's 30 in all those dice bags right here. And then sitting right here at the edge of the table, there's 5, 10, 15, 20, 3, plus these 8, plus however many are in this bag, which is also 5, if memory serves. So, yeah. Maybe I should play with dice, since I have so many just sitting right here. And then my dice case is just out of reach. And there's a couple hundred more dice in there. Oh, do I feel like rolling dice? I kind of do. But I can't because the cat's right here. Oh, now she's trying to sleep. But if she hears the sound of dice clacking together, oh, she will wake up immediately and have to play dice with me. And then that means dice will end up going flying across the room as the kitty bats them with her kitty paws and tries to push them under under the washing machine or the dryer. Because that's the funnest kitty game, losing dice. Losing dice is not a fun game for me. I like finding dice. Gosh, now that I'm thinking about dice, do I want to go out and buy some dice? Da 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 da. Of course I do. But I can't think of any dice that I want to buy, so it's best if I don't go out looking for them. Because whenever I think, oh, it'll be fine, I will only spend $1 of money to buy some dice. But then I find a whole bunch of other stuff, and then I feel compelled to buy it, and I gotta rein in my compulsive behavior. And that's starting to act up again. Now that I'm stuck indoors and there's nothing to do, some of my strange compulsive habits are starting to rear their ugly heads. And one thing that's happening that I really should stop doing is I've started collecting tea tabs again. Although not really collecting them so much as amassing them. Because I'm not collecting different ones and different styles. I'm just taking the same one. Why am I freaking out? Yeah, I might be freaking out because here's what I've been doing. As you know, there is an invention called a tea bag. There's some tea in a porous bag. And then there's a string tied to it. And then there's a tab on the end of the string. So you can hold the tea bag and dunk it in water, etc., without burning your fingers. Well, I drink a lot of tea. I go through 3, 4, even 5 or more tea bags a day. So I've started cutting the string and the tab off after I'm done using the tea bag. And I throw the tea bag in the trash, and then I save that tab and that piece of string on my counter. And I've only been doing this for a couple days now, maybe 4, 5 days. And I've already got a good 25, possibly more, of these little green tea bag tabs with a little bit of string hanging off the end. What am I going to do with these things? I don't know. Why am I saving them? I don't know. Why am I collecting them? I don't know. I just have this weird compulsion to do it because I'm a crazy person. And so maybe I'll make some kind of weird art project and give it to somebody. I don't know. I figured this is one of the more harmless compulsions, so I'm letting it go. I'm using up all my compulsive energy in this new teabag tab art form that I'll think of something later. I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm about to freak out. Ah, this has been the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, without exception. My name's Tobe, and I got to get out of here, start messing around with some teabag tabs, or maybe eat lunch or drink some more tea. Who cares? I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイーツ DJ 風魔さん、ウェルカム風魔。